Let me talk about the Sleep Number bed for a second. I've had one for years, and you probably heard me talking on the radio about it, and the story's changed because they keep developing these new innovative things. So first of all, it was the Sleep Number. When that came along, I went into the store, and I was like, okay, I laid on the bed. And they still do this, and they give you a sleep number based on how you lay, your back, your neck. Mine's 30. But now my friends at Sleep Number have introduced what I think is the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The whole thing is to keep you comfortable. You choose your ideal firmness with the Sleep Number. And then it has responsive air technology. The bed senses every move, automatically adjusts to you so you can stay sleeping comfortably through the night. Did you know that? My Sleep Number settings at 30. My Sleep IQ was in the 90s last night. Right now, it's a great time to go in. The lowest prices of the season. You can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds as well. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide or call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Thursday's show, and everybody's in the studio. Look at all you guys. Even Eddie's on time today.
Yeah, man.
Get your charger and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, good morning, studio.
Good morning.
TSA found a 20-pound lobster in a guy's bag. Guys going through the airport with a lobster. TSA administration shared a photo of a massive lobster in a checked baggage.
Yeah, but you can do that. You can take lobsters.
Yeah, cool. Still a 20-pound lobster in a bag.
That's pretty cool.
Funny. Like, you find it, and you're probably like, what the? And then you have to probably look it up and see if it's legal, because I'm assuming that's not covered in day one of TSA class.
Yeah, but it is in the rule book.
It is?
It has to be in a clear plastic spill-proof container.
It says, I cannot speak to any airline policies, but TSA has no prohibition on support on transporting lobsters. Wow. 20-pound lobster, though. That's
a big one.
That's huge.
Quite the large lobster. Like, yeah. I wonder what market. I'm always scared to order MKTVLE on the menu.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always embarrassed to ask, because sometimes I like a little lobster claw or crab claw. Do lobsters have claws?
Lobster,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they do.
And I was like, man, but it says market value. So how much is market value?
Market value.
Yeah. So I'm always... McVille. If you have to ask...
what do you do that? I'd like the lobster McVille.
I like the... How much is the McVille of the lobster?
They yeah, just make up the value based on how you look.
Oh, no, you think so?
Not.
Absolutely.
Fantastic theory.
Whenever you're at a restaurant, they put market value in.
What?
Depending on the customer, if you're dressed in a suit, the market value is a lot more than if you go in there in a t-shirt and jeans.
Well, if
now, I disagree with you, but I think that's a fantastic theory.
Yeah, but
oh, absolutely. You guys
I've never thought of that, and I don't think that's what really happens, but I've never heard that, and if that's a Lunchbox original, you should keep that one. That's a fantastic theory.
No, I really believe that. That's why you want to go in and have two different people ask if at two different tables. I bet you get two different prices.
Wow.
I bet you don't.
We should try that sometime.
Absolutely.
Like, a little bit of me is like, that's the greatest thing I've heard from you in a long time.
Wow. Okay, that means
like
I need
in
to
years.
Step up.
Not in years. Okay. And you've said funny things, but I've never thought. And I try to theorize on everything. Like, what's the way around this? Never thought about that. That's a good, we should try that sometime.
Okay.
You don't like that?
You think I'm crazy?
Oh, we think you're crazy
for
sure.
You're crazy, but I just don't. I don't see restaurants doing that to people.
So we send you in overalls and Eddie in a suit.
I love it.
Two different tables.
You'll get a different price.
Oh,
no doubt.
This is the greatest segment ever.
Let's do it.
This has potential to be one of our
yes.
Picks. Wow. We got
it's like the Bobby Bones Show undercover.
And I'm sure there's an app that has the real
undercover market value. Yeah, that's the name of the bit.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Now let me tell you a story. Caden Wilson, a little boy in Houston, he said, hey, listen, I don't want to have a birthday party. It's 7th birthday. He said, I don't have a birthday party because I just don't think anybody's going to come. I don't have a lot of friends at school.
Oh, man.
So it was just him saying it. They didn't have it, and then nobody showed up. He's like, I just don't think it's a good idea. So his mom's like, okay, I'm going to reach out to this cop. This officer has a big social media following around town, and so he put the thing on his webpage, mm-hmm. his Facebook page. And so strangers donated desserts and cakes for a party, and then somebody else covered the cost of the party. And then 200 people showed up at the party at Urban Air Trampoline Park. Because they were like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big party. That's a bigger than any party I've ever had.
Bigger than my wedding.
That's like a rave. This
so
kid
cool.
had a birthday rave. Yeah, so you know what? Officer Tommy Norman in Houston. That's pretty cool. I like that. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond at the Department of Homeland Security announced it's implementing new enhanced security measures for all flights coming into the U.S. for more screening on electronics and vetting of passengers. In weather news, multiple tornadoes touched down in Iowa. Luckily, no injuries have been reported. And finally, in Kentucky at Murray State University, there was a gas leak. It led to an explosion at a dorm. A local hospital treated one person. Everybody else is okay.
Rob Lowe says he's seen Bigfoot, and they're going to hunt for it. It's a new A&E show called The Lowe Files.
Get it?
And it's not a joke show, they say.
It's him and his sons.
Yeah. And I saw this too. The thing is, saying you saw Bigfoot is like saying you saw an alien. It's even like saying that you died and came back to life. You can't really prove they didn't.
Yeah.
And you can say whatever you want. And I can't go, I know for a fact that you didn't. So you can write a book on it. You can do a TV show.
Which they are.
Yeah. So that'd be interesting. I won't watch it. But I would just think if there was a Bigfoot, that we would have found it by now. However, to be fair, there are parts of the world where there are complete, like, for lack of a better term, towns, communities of people that are undiscovered, that have never seen the light of day as far as civilization.
Like what we have, yeah.
Yeah, like never. They've never come out of there. And so I'm not feeling it, especially when it's like, no, I saw Bigfoot in Wisconsin, right outside of Madison. Like, shut up with that. No, you didn't. It's going to be in some rainforesty part of the world that we really haven't been into yet. It's not going to be in Paducah.
Yeah.
Or is
Shout
it?
Shout out.
Yeah, Eddie and I love shouting out Paducah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no one else does.
Yeah, and we're not even in that. We're not even in Paducah. And one time we drove through it, and we stopped just to Snapchat the filter and be
That's
like,
right.
Paducah, shout out.
We had shout outs so many times about Paducah that we finally saw it.
Yeah. Shout out, Paducah.
Shout out. Get your
Bobby Bones. Hey, get ready. Are you ready for this? Bum, 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 bum.
Ready.
I got a good. Tell me something good.
Are you ready for this?
Oh. Are you ready for this?
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were doing.
And now I get it.
Are you ready for this? Da, 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 da. Yeah. Oh boy, we should do that together.
It's like
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
A fifth grade class who had been talking over FaceTime with a U.S. Army sergeant who was serving time in Afghanistan because they were like, we want to give back. He just showed up to their classroom.
What?
It was supposed to be their last virtual visit with him.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
cool. They were like, we can't connect him. Gosh. And he shows up.
That's cool. I get it now. That's cool.
And he brought him candy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, thank you so much for talking to me while I was overseas.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Were you ready for that? Okay.
You're missing a beat.
I know. Missing lots of beats.
It happens.
Yeah. Amy.
So, two women that were pen pals for 71 years finally met face-to-face. They started writing each other in 1946. What?
Wow.
Yeah. Then they got to meet over Skype. Then one of them hopped on an airplane, never had flown before, and got to meet her pen pal in person.
How was that? Was it a real person? Or they
said it was
catfish. Catfish.
I have the exact quote here.
Geriatric. Coming next week on MTV.
No, it was real. That would have been some crazy catfishing that started in 1946.
That was hardcore.
Though.
The most hardcore catfishing story of all time.
It took 71 years.
Old person catfish coming up on Wednesday.
She described it as a marvelous adventure.
You know when Ray's laughing at something is funny? Because Ray, our producer, stands behind me. Yeah. Never laughs at a thing.
Never.
He's like the guy that stands out in front of the palace. Those old
you can't make them laugh. Yeah, they don't even blink, do they?
I don't know.
Which I thought blinking was involuntary, but they don't do it.
They have to blink.
No, they don't, I don't think.
Lunchbox, they have to blink.
No.
Their eyeballs will dry out.
No, they super glue them.
Okay. Lunchbox.
There's this 37-year-old woman in California. She was 38 weeks pregnant. She started having chest pains. Goes to the doctor and finds out she has a life-threatening heart condition. If she would have gone into labor, it would have killed her. So they were able to do a C-section. 6-pound baby healthy. Mom healthy. Little chest pain. Saved her life.
Dang. How about that? There you go. That's good news. Just tell me something good. Were you ready for this?
Come on, y'all.
These identical twins, Dylan and Corey, weighed over 400 pounds each. And so they were like, let's lose weight. So together they've lost about 400 pounds combined.
Wow.
Whoa.
Awesome. First thing they did was cut soda. You guys think I'm playing with it? I love Coke. Coca-Cola Classic. Love it. But I had to cut it because it's not good for you. Maybe in little doses, not even a cheat dose. If you decide to have some, just have some. You know me, don't like cheat days. So, I lost 400 pounds. I also like to say this. I can elaborate. Tomorrow, I'll be giving a summertime award to one of the members of the show. Could be any of you.
Oh, wow. Oh,
someone on the show deserves it. You know, we check out for a few days for July 4th, the Monday. Tomorrow, I'll be presenting the first ever summertime, Bobby Bones Show Summertime Award.
What qualifies the winner to...
Being amazing.
Okay.
For the summer?
For all leading up to the summer. It's like a mid-year award.
Wow.
Tomorrow morning, I'll be doing that. Yeah. Wonder which one of you will be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood has been working on the new Sunday Night Football opening sequence and says that it's full of surprises. One big change is Carrie's long hair is back. Did you see the picture?
And I saw people talking about it. Those are extensions, right? As someone who just knows a little bit about hair, extensions, right?
No, it's totally. Like, some people are like, wow, Carrie's really been growing out her hair.
I wonder what supplement she's been taking.
And I'm like, it's called extensions.
Okay, I thought
100%.
So, too.
Her husband, Mike Fisher, even posted a comment on her Instagram, which is super cute. He's like, holy smokes, I'd marry ya.
I saw her, and I was wondering why I thought her. I saw Carrie at the hockey game 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And her hair wasn't long. And then I saw the picture. I was like, okay, yeah, it's like extensions.
Yeah.
I mean,
girls are tricky like that.
All right.
So someone counted up how much coffee the characters on Friends drank, and Phoebe drank the most with 227 cups. Not quite sure who has time for this, but she also spent the most, $408. Rachel drank the least, 138 cups.
Well, inflation, that $408 is like $3,000 now. That's not, that's like 2 weeks of coffee at Starbucks.
They did spend a lot of time at the coffee shop. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day. This story comes to us from Daytona Beach, Florida. A 20-year-old man was arrested after he stole a 36-foot boat from a marina, was driving it around, and wasn't paying attention, and boom, he beached the boat.
Oh,
my goodness. Right up on the sand.
Wow, it's straight up on the sand.
And so he was arrested. No way to get away.
He's like, oh, no.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what happens before the show is Amy and I sit in my office and we record all these station liners and we'll do commercials and pretty much just boom, boom, boom. And sometimes Amy gets a little cranky. It's early.
Uh-oh.
And I get cranky?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay? Or you get cranky.
Well, I just have audio here.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh.
I haven't
You do not.
I haven't heard this happen
you do
this
not.
Long. What?
You have audio?
Of you just getting a little bit cranky.
Oh,
this
shoot.
Is Amy doing a commercial. No, not a commercial. Like a station event. And she messes up. And I was like, no, it's this. And she's like,
okay.
I just remember experiencing it. I haven't heard it back. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Admission is free. Plus, there's going to be prizes over 30 minutes.
Just start over.
What?
Sounds like you're reading it.
Plus prizes over 30 minutes, including your shot.
Every 30 minutes.
Doesn't say every.
I know, but I can tell just by knowing what it should say.
Hey, it's Amy from the Bobby Bones.
Oh.
Wow. Doesn't yeah. Beyonce over
yeah.
there.
What?
It was a typo. It said ever.
Doesn't say.
Wow, so you guys have a lot of fun in there.
Yeah.
She's on it. Sometimes she has short views with me.
Sometimes me?
Yeah.
Man, I really wish I could collect some audio of you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Next time I will. I'm my sneaky recorder.
Well, there's that. I just wanted to play that.
Yeah.
Man, the only audio I hear is you being grouchy.
I know. I was. Well, Bobby told me to quit talking to him.
Oh.
No. This is what happened.
Wow.
Amy just... I got work to do.
Oh,
I walk
he has
in.
Work to do, and I'm trying to have fun and just talk to him about fun stuff.
I have stacks
and he's
of
like,
papers. Stacks on stacks on stacks. I got hours of stuff to read.
And then he just goes, quit talking.
No.
Wow.
I didn't have audio, though.
Amy starts talking about some asinine thing. I don't even
asinine.
Know.
Asinine.
She's like, have you seen the new knees on Jonathan Taylor Thomas's girlfriend? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Stop talking. And then I go back to recording commercials.
Yeah. And then I'm like, fine. I guess I'll quit talking. I mean, he just like made me quit talking about life.
No, not life. Something dumb she read. But just remember, this is who's...
Man.
I don't have audio of yours, and you just said what I was saying was asinine.
Yeah. Sometimes you talk about
who
stuff.
Who says that word? Who
you
uses
guys,
asinine?
You all need to go on a co-host retreat or something.
We need to do the opposite. We need to go on a detreat.
We need co-host counseling.
Yeah.
Admission is free. Plus, there's going to be prizes over 30 minutes...
Just start over.
What?
Sounds like you're reading it.
She's already upset.
What?
You know what, though? It did sound like I was reading it, so I was glad you had me start over. Plus prizes over 30 minutes, including your shot.
Every 30 minutes.
Doesn't say every.
I know, but I can tell just by knowing what it should say.
Hey, it's Amy from the Bob Bone Show.
Starts. I love it.
Yeah, because we don't have time to waste. If I were to like go off on it, Bobby would be like,
Amy,
no talking. Don't talk about stupid stuff. You're asinine. It's asinine. Golly.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Hour number two. If you go to iHeartRadio or you go to iTunes and search the Bobby Cast, I had Cole Swindell over at the house, and Cole was talking about writing This Is How We Roll for Florida Georgia Line.
The shooting bullets at the moon line, Luke had said it in his show, and Brian asked him, he was like, you think we should ask? I was like, well, I'll ask him. I don't think he's going to come over here and write, but I'll ask him. And he came over and listened to just a little bit we had, and we finished it, and they got to sing it, and I didn't get to sing it. I just got the songwriting credit. So I've been introducing myself to Jason Derulo ever since. Like, hey, man, I wrote that song, too, with them. But we'll talk about that later. I'm the guy with my initials on my hat.
So we did an hour just hanging out talking. Search Bobby Cast. Cole Swindell was over at the house.
I mean, when we played him this, me and Michael Carter wrote this. When we played it for him, it wasn't even to pitch it to him. It wasn't to see if he would record it. We just wanted him to hear my voice on it to see what he thought. And
this is Cole talking about Roller Coaster for Luke Bryan.
He freaked out, drove us straight over to his producer's house, and me and Michael are sitting there like, what is going on? That's a one of a kind feeling when somebody you've looked up to is freaking out literally over a song like you've never seen them.
There's a new TV show Lunchbox is excited about because he loves Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Loves it. Has a crazy fascination with pregnant teenagers. That being said, there's a British version of the show.
Yeah, it's coming to MTV July 10th. Teen Mom.
Oh, Teen Mom.
Yes.
Mom, oh, I love it.
Exactly.
I mean,
just said you love
I
it.
I know. I love saying Mom because that's how my kids say my name, but I don't know that I, more pregnant teens.
He
like,
loves
it's weird.
It. He loves 16 and pregnant. He loves Teen Mom. He loves pregnant for no reason. How did I get pregnant and I'm a teenager? All these shows he loves.
I did not know I was pregnant.
Yeah. And I'm a teenager. That has to be part of it.
I mean, it's going to be weird because they're going to already have kids, so I'm not going to know them going through pregnancy. I'm just going to know them as Teen Mom.
Oh, does that bother you?
Yeah, because 16 and pregnant, you kind of get to know them and see their situation. Teen Mom.
You form a bond.
Yeah, you're just going to jump in and have to learn their kids' names and all about their personalities right then.
And they're overseas, a little further away.
Yeah, a little further away, so probably not going to run into them at book signings and things like that.
Run into them at their book signings? Like
you mean go to their book signing and wait hours like you did?
Yeah. I mean, but get ready. Set your DVRs. Teen Mom, MTV.
Up at BobbyBones.com, Kelsey Ballerini's new video, Legends. It premiered up there today. Yeah, we were legends. BobbyBones.com. Video's really good. I didn't see it till last night. On my Instagram, you can see I was FaceTiming with Kelsey. She's like, go watch my video. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I watched it and I was like, that's really good. But anyway, just go watch it. BobbyBones.com.
I watched it.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
It's good.
But where is she? Because that is amazing spot. I need to go there.
She did Big Sur.
Oh, Big Sur, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I've never been there either. I just know it's Big Sur. I read the story. I'm not gonna like I'm cool. I think it's in. I know it's in California, but
oh, it's in America.
I always thought it was called Big Sur.
Yes, it's in America.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was called Big Sur. Like, whatever. Yeah, BobbyBones.com. Thank you. Jackie in Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's going on?
I have a huge licensing exam that I have to take in about 45 minutes, and I was calling to see if I could get the Seven Nations Army.
Oh, yeah, you need that. Remember this. Mind rate up, heart rate down.
I know. My heart rate is like through the roof.
I know.
Right now.
I know. Remember, mind rate up, heart rate down. This is the song you listen to. Because it gets you pumped up without getting you too pumped up. I'm going to fight them all. The Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. You got this, Jackie. Repeat after me. Jackie.
Right, Jackie.
Got this.
Got it.
Yeah. Mind rate up, heart rate down. Good luck. Knock it out. Are you prepared?
Yeah, I feel like I'm really prepared. I did really well in my schooling. I've really studied hard, but this exam costs like $500, and it's it's what I need to become a licensed professional. So it's just a huge career move.
And you're nervous, right?
Oh, yeah.
And why are you nervous?
Because
it matters. That's why. Yeah. Being nervous is awesome. That means it matters.
It does.
In life, we search for things that matter. You're nervous because it matters. Now I go knock it out. So repeat after me. I, Jackie. Got this.
Got this.
Yeah. Now go do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Call us back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I'm like Tony Robbins of annoying radio people. Just yell at listeners.
Don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it.
I was a little nervous yesterday. I had to go. And I don't get nervous performing, but I had to do... I had to introduce someone very big in the music industry at a real formal charity event. Like, I had to throw on clothes, like basically a
dress
suit
clothes, yeah.
At work yesterday. And so I had to go up and I had to – they don't bring me up to just read notes. They bring him up. They're like, let's bring Bobby up. He probably do something funny.
The zany guy.
Yeah, let's bring up the guy who tells the jokes.
Yeah.
Let's bring up the guy. So I go up and I wrote. And so the rooms are always so different because it was really high-ranking industry people. And I walk up and I have a joke at charity events where people are supposed to donate bunches of money. And you can tell if they laugh how warm the room's going to be. And it was a podium on a small island. And so it was already not the best.
Whoa.
Listen, not the best environment
for island?
An island like stage.
Island stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I go up and I'm just like, all right. Morning, rich people. Let's all say, and they go.
All right.
I was like, we're working now.
You're my people.
And I was like, you know, they wanted someone who the music community loves and adores and is super respected by all in Nashville. And I was really excited when Luke turned it down. And they were like, ah! And so then I started nailing them. Jab, jab, left. Jab, jab, hook.
Got him?
Oh, so now you do like boxing like analogies. For
now me. I'm a boxer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm a boxer. Oh.
Now his jokes jab people.
All right.
But I tell you. I'll tell you, I was pretty good yesterday. Like, I'm warming up. I got Fort Wayne tomorrow night. I'm back on the road, Fort Wayne, Cedar Rapids. It was kind of my getting back into comedy. You know, I've been off the road for
you felt good?
Oh, I hit it pretty good yesterday. It's a tough environment, too. Charity
Did you get any
room?
Feedback from people?
Yeah, like this.
Oh.
That's all the feedback I need, man. Just the laughter. Never going to get it. About 50% of people have one of these in their home. Still. Let me go to Hardy in Georgia. Hardy.
Hey, man. What's going on?
You tell me, buddy. What do you think it is? Half of people have one of these in their home.
I say a pet.
Ooh, a pet. I'm going to go incorrect on that one. Amy, I'm coming to you.
They have a landline phone.
Ooh. Oh. That's a quality, yes. No, lunchbox.
I have answering machine.
Dang, you guys are going
Whoa.
Old school.
Yeah. Well, you said the word still.
Yeah, you said still have it.
Katie, you're on the air in Nashville. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. What are you thinking about this?
I'm thinking it's probably a microwave.
Nah, not a microwave. I need way more than half a pack.
Yeah, probably like 99.
I was heating up plastic popsicles yesterday in a microwave.
What? What? Why would you heat up a microwave? I mean, a popsicle.
Because it's too cold. So I knew you wouldn't like that.
What?
Just put it outside.
I've never heard of anyone microwave
a popsicle.
Run it
under hot water.
It's too frozen.
That doesn't even make sense that you would do that.
It does too,
because then I had it. It was perfect.
And it was in a plastic container?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many things wrong with this right now.
It tasted so good. Like, I like that like plasticky taste.
I love carcinogenics.
I like a freezer burn plastic popsicle.
Okay. That's gross.
What do you think, Eddie? 50% of people.
I'm going to go coffee maker.
Oh.
With the bill.
A coffee maker.
Way more than 50%.
Angela in Virginia Beach. You kind of have something similar than a coffee maker, right? We don't have her.
Angela?
Well, yeah, she had Keurig, but she's not there. I'm going to give Angela one more shot. Angela, are you there? Okay, I know. If it's right, you both get the prize.
If it's Keurig, then they are doing some business.
We get a mystery prize?
Oh, it's better than that.
All right.
Oh, you tricked us.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you, we get a lot of calls from Virginia Beach, and sorry she couldn't come on. Nobody got it. I'll take one more call. Hello, Brittany in Austin.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. What you got here?
What about like a wax warmer, a candle warmer?
Not half of people.
A what?
Let me give you guys one more shot.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
All right. About half people say they have at least one of these in their house. Mr. Bobby Bones. Gonna wrap up this. Never gonna get it here. About half people say they have one of these in their house. You're on the air, Kelly, in Richmond, Virginia. Hello.
Hello.
What are you thinking about this?
Oh, I think it is a gun or a weapon of some sort.
Ooh. That's not right. But I wonder in this room, I have guns. Amy?
Yes.
Eddie?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Just two on my body.
Oh, your arms.
Yeah.
Biceps.
So that's 75% here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's more than 50%. I think we, though, are probably more than normal, like city, big city folk.
Yeah, but I also have an African spear.
Okay. Okay. That's Eddie's son has a Ninja Turtles.
Yes, swords.
Well, I'm just saying that's my weapon of choice if you intrude on me.
Okay.
That I'm going to beat you up with my fist then. If you pull an African spear, I'm just going to move my head, dodge it, and then beat you up.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the spear, and then my husband's going to go, ch-ch-ch.
Oh, well, you didn't mention he was there. He doesn't need a gun.
Oh, yes, he does.
He just needs to speak. I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, stop.
All right, half people. Amy, you got to guess?
I do.
What is it?
A boombox.
No, the answer is a VHS tape. Oh, half people still have a VCR tape, yeah.
Wow.
Oh. My parents still have
that. I don't have a VCR, but I have the tapes.
You do?
Yeah.
That's all they're saying.
I have Pretty Woman, Dirty Dancing.
You have Steel Magnolias.
No.
Oh, poser. All right, there we go. For us guys, sometimes it's difficult because sometimes we don't notice things. And if, like, a wife or a girlfriend comes in and goes, hey, do you know something new about me?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, no.
I hate that.
It's tough. Because if we would have, we would have already said something.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean to do this to you, but do you guys know something new about me today? Come on. Like, just lick me over. Let me stand up.
I think I got it.
Let me stand up here. Let me get. Look at me. I'm going to stand here. What do you notice?
What do you
notice new about me? Come on.
Your sweatshirt.
A new sweatshirt. No, that's not right.
You have shorts, more of your shorts. Walmart shorts?
No. These are more Walmart shorts. But no. Nothing?
Did you shave?
No.
New glasses.
I. You got me.
You got a nose job.
You know what? We've been together so long, you guys don't even notice the little things anymore.
You got your new tooth fixed.
Facelift.
I got a new tooth. That's right.
Come on now.
Is that it?
Yeah. My tooth was missing.
Well, how are we supposed to see that?
Guys,
you're just supposed
everything.
To know. Do you not pay attention to my life?
Yeah.
Okay,
who's
now
your
that,
friend?
Amy, that is what we feel like sometimes. I just wanted you to experience that.
But I mean, I got it.
I know, but really, it was
whatever,
almost impossible.
Whatever, y'all would never get it. Y'all would be like,
nah. Well, they didn't. They guessed facelift. Okay?
Come on now.
I went to the dentist today. I've been missing a tooth for 9 days.
Nine.
And so I got a new tooth put in yesterday.
How's it feel?
It feels amazing.
Really?
My tongue's not always in the hole.
For listeners that don't know where this tooth is missing, it's in the very back. It is not like the front tooth.
Yeah, it's a molar.
But it's the biggest tooth.
There's no way we would notice that.
We would never see that.
But I mean, I did.
But I'd always do this. My tongue would be over the whole show. Like, what?
No,
oh, that's why you were talking
like
funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's a celebration.
Hey, congrats.
To the dentist, got fit for a new mouth guard yesterday.
Because that one new tooth?
Yeah, because if it's off a little bit, it doesn't fit
right. That's true. I have not been wearing mine, so rebellious.
Or lazy.
You live the wild life.
No, it's not lazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm being a rebel.
No, you're not. You're not doing it on purpose. You just forget. Anyway, thank you for noticing. Got a new tooth, isn't it? Tomorrow, by the way. Ooh, this is a big deal.
What?
Tomorrow, I award the mid-season MVP of the show.
Yeah.
With a big award.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's one of you that I have deemed mid-season MVP.
Wow.
Okay.
What do we get if we win?
Let me just say that it's something pretty valuable. And it's a literal thing. Like,
really?
It's something that I bought. It's ordered. It's here. But tomorrow, I'm awarding somebody on the show is mid-season MVP.
Come on now.
Who do you think it is, Lunchbox?
If I know you, you're going to surprise us all, and you're going to give it to me.
Surprise us all.
I think that's how you're going. You wonder who I think you'd pick second place? I think you'd go with our man in the glass room, Ray!
You, then Ray.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be a close vote, but
there's no vote, it's just me.
Oh, well, I mean, in your head, you're going to be like, man, it could be either one of those guys, but you're going to lean me just because I think I brought it a little harder than Ray has.
Let me say this. The person is going to love the award.
What?
Because it's quite the prize. Yeah.
Come on now.
Tomorrow, mid-season MVP is crowned.
And you get to keep it?
Yeah, it's something I bought. You get to have.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
It forever?
Yeah, and forever.
You have to pass it on whenever somebody else gets named?
It's forever yours.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm cool.
Tomorrow morning. Eddie, who do you think it'll be?
Me. Of course, I'm the hardest worker on the show. Me. Yeah.
Interesting.
Does the prize have wheels on it?
It's not a new car.
That's a car.
Raymond in the glass room, who do you think it'll be?
I'm definitely going with Amy because she did her new cooking show and her podcast, and she's just all over the place now.
Okay, there you go. Lots of guesses. All right, well.
Well, I didn't get to guess, but fine.
Yeah, but.
Okay, I'll keep my guess to myself.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Okay.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I do think, and I'm not kidding, that I'm not good at impressions, but I think I got the old lady impression down.
You do.
I think I could call somebody. Be like, hello, excuse me, sir. I'm just looking for a new walker from my back.
And they'd
be
like,
do it. They'd be like, excuse me, old lady, I help you. Because I don't do impressions very well. Even like my Arnold's like, I'll be bald. Not very good.
I'd be like, excuse me, I've lost my kitten. Have you seen her? Her name's Fluffy. She's 17 and she has a cataract.
And I think I could probably fool someone
you
with
could.
That. Maybe
Let's
we try someone at the office because you can't really call legally.
You can't call Luke.
Brian?
Yeah.
But we can call people we know.
I love your. I love that song where you shake it for me.
Yes. Yes, let's call people we know like that.
I know you shake it for a lot of people, Luke, but for me, it made me feel randy inside.
Yes, do it.
Now do it. Let's do it.
I haven't felt randy since the roaring 20s, Luke.
You'd be like, oh my.
Luke, back in the day of the big band, we used to always put our fingers in the air and weave them round, but I haven't done that since Catfish Dinner, Luke.
What?
Oh, no, dude. I think I'm going to have to work on that. Who can we fool with my old lady impression, Ray? Is there anybody in the office I can just call straight up? I know it's early in the morning.
Brother, I've already been in this chair.
What's Ray saying? Careful.
Ray's not even listening to the show. Ray's doing impressions of other people in the office.
Careful. You got to be careful with that mic.
Dude, I just turned the mic up and I was listening to you guys in the glass.
I'm always ready for hot.
Yeah, you're not. who can we call and I try to see if my old lady impression works? Because it's illegal to call in someone.
I know. We could call my girlfriend when she's at work.
Yeah, but will she know? Is she listening right now?
Crap.
If we called her cell phone. Nah, she'd know the number, wouldn't she?
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't?
No. And she'd answer it, too.
Okay, so in like a minute 40, because right now, if you hear this part of the show, you're hearing the whole show. Some stations don't hear the whole show. Some stations are probably happy they don't hear the whole show, because they have to hear segments like this, where we talk about what segments are coming up.
We plan it out live on the air.
We're planning live. We're going to plan a segment live. Yeah, let's call your girlfriend, but don't let it. I want to see it ring so I can pick it up live, okay?
All right.
So have that ready. Minute 20 or so. We're going to try to call. I'm going to see if I can fool her with Mildred. No, Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Excuse me. It's Gertrude, and I've run out of gas on my 63 Oldsmobile.
Is that even a thing?
No.
It's not a thing?
A 63 Oldsmobile? No, it's not going to be still running. Just
neither people thought I wouldn't be
like
running either at this age.
87.
I'm 91.
You're 87 Oldsmobile.
Okay, we'll try her in a minute.
Or Buick.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Speaking of old ladies, someone sent me a Golden Girls Mad Libs.
Cute.
People are sending me all this stuff for being in the Radio Hall of Fame, and it's so kind of them because they take time. They go to the post office, and they put a stamp on it, and they mail it. It's crazy. And then not only that, someone sent me a bunch of Arkansas Razorback gummy bears, like Sweet Tart gummy bears.
What?
It's a whole box of them.
That's amazing.
I'm going to take them to Fort Wayne with me tomorrow. Pass them out to everybody. If you're in Fort Wayne, I'll be there tomorrow night. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Maybe I'll bring Gertrude out to do a joke or two.
You get a gummy. You get a gummy.
I can't eat the Hardee's anymore, so I just eat the gummies because I'm missing my teeth. You know? They don't make them like they used to. Man, there may be something here.
Jeez.
Is this like Madea, Tyler Perry, when you start working
Madea? Yes, this could be your Madea.
He was like, I feel it. Okay, we're going to try to call Ray's girlfriend. I'm determined that my old lady impression's really good. And hold on. And go. Call her. We can't. This is Raymond's girlfriend. As soon as you put it on hold, I'm picking it up.
Your call forwarded to an automated voice message.
She blocked the call. It's an old lady. How could you block?
She must have thought it was like a sales call.
Hey, try one more time. Because someone calls twice, usually I answer. I'm like, oh, it must be an old lady in distress. That's
a sign of an old lady in distress.
Yeah. Okay, I'm picking it up as soon as it goes. On hold, I'm picking it up. Thing is, I can't dial out, so I have to wait for them to put it on hold to pick it up. Here we go. I think I've mastered the old lady impression. Ready for Raymond's girlfriend to dial. Got it.
Your call forwarded to an automated.
Come on.
She might be scared.
You want to try my dad?
Oh, your dad?
Yeah, you could like go do it, try to date him.
Go do it.
Oh, my goodness. Will he fall for it, Amy?
Will he fall in love with me, you think? How old's your dad?
He starts 76.
Okay, so I'm talking to the, my he target
your age demographic.
Yeah, yeah. Because Gertrude's supposed to be 91, though. Is that right. Too old?
No, no, no. Hey.
Okay, I'm trying to say, hello, it's Gertrude. I'm 91.
Never too old.
I'm just calling to ask. I've been referred to you from oldpeople.love.
Oh, goodness. Oldpeople.love.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if he picks up. I gotta wait. What's something about him?
He loves to cook.
Okay.
What's his name?
Who would recommend me to call him?
Cliff. Who recommended?
Yeah. Hurry. Give me a friend. Quick.
Wow. Dirk.
Hello.
Cliff?
Yes.
Hey, this is Gertrude. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I was recommended from Dirk to call you. I'm a 91 year old, and he said that we could probably be friends.
Where do you live?
I live in Texas. I'm just a 91 year old lady. Just I don't have a lot of friends right now. Did I call it a bad time, Cliff? I'm sorry. I'm in my walker, and I'm going from room to room right now, and I thought I would give you a call. I'm 91. Not quite okay. Familiar with the cell phone technology here.
Okay, Dirk, those your talk to you?
Yeah, and he said that we'd probably be friends. We could talk about things like the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, I'm 76. I'm not in that.
Maybe Sammy Davis.
In the Roaring Twenties.
Sammy Davis Jr. was a friend. Was a guy I liked to watch on the TV, or maybe Frank Sinatra. I liked him a little bit. Did you like Frank Sinatra?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what'd you like about him?
Great music, great singer, great actor.
I'm sorry if I called so early, but when you're 91 years old, it's, you know, every hour you get on this earth is just an hour of pleasure and surprise. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Well, would it be okay if I gave you a call back maybe later this afternoon and we could share some things we have in common?
I'm going to be on the road this afternoon. I'm trying to see what
Oh, okay.
Guys.
Where are you going?
Ruidoso, New Mexico.
Oh, I remember that back in the 40s. Yes, we used to have quite the fun in Ruidoso. We went over there and we saw one of the best I've ever seen before, Dean Martin. Yeah, did you like Dean Martin?
I like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis when they were a team.
Great balls of fire. That's Jerry Lee Lewis, though. And then Dean Martin was like, hey, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. See. But well, I guess I'll go now. Thank you very much. My name is Gertrude. If you ever want to call back, my number's on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Dude, that was so funny.
At the beginning, it sounded like he was like, "Is this some weird like 90-year-old thing?" He was making it clear. He's like, "I'm 76. I'm not really into this." Like 91-year-old.
Yeah, he was like, "You're way too old for me, you cougar."
Oh my god,
96. That's too much.
That was Amy's dad.
He had no idea.
And he's. Did you hear how kind he was to just stay on the phone?
Yeah.
And talk?
Yeah, my dad's pretty kind.
Or was he just playing the field to see what could come out of this?
Oh, he, did no. Ask where you were, he did ask where you were located.
He did. He said ASL.
Where are you at? How close are you to me?
I started to lose. I was laughing. It's hard for me to stay in character when I'm laughing.
You did a great job.
I tried. That's Gertrude, the new 91. Mike D, how was Gertrude? Fair?
Great.
Yeah?
He's...
I only know like 8 things about the 20s and 30s.
And he wasn't around the 20s.
He's clearly not listening to the show.
Yeah.
clearly.
He told me he listens to me every day.
No, not this early. He doesn't. It's Gertrude here.
All right. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
18 minutes away from the delivery of the Garth Brooks chair.
Yeah. Ooh.
What that means is I'm the only last member of the show who does not have a chair sponsored by an artist. And I wish there were like, we just thought it'd be cool. But literally, we couldn't afford chairs. We had old chairs. And I was like, well, let's just ask artists. So Lunchbox asked Carrie Underwood, and bam.
Carrie Underwood arrived.
He's got a nice, comfortable chair. Eddie asked Tim McGraw, and bam.
Chair McGrawsome. I'm sitting on it right now.
Ray asked Kip Moore. Bam.
Sit Moore.
Sit Moore arrives. Amy asked Dirks Bentley.
And now I'm rolling in my Bentley.
He's got his face on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm the one.
You're the only one.
Garth's chair will be here in 18 minutes. Now, I'm being told it's being brought out by a special courier. Garth will not be with the chair. He said he didn't want it to be about him.
Wow.
He said he wanted it to be about the chair, which I respect.
But he sent a special person to bring
it. He sent it to bring to the front door, and they're going to let he wants the chair to speak for itself, whatever that means.
Oh, my goodness.
I was watching this story yesterday on the news, this YouTube shooting gone wrong. They were trying to make a bid out of it.
Oh, man. That was awful.
I don't know
Do you know
happened.
About this?
Nope.
So they make the YouTube prank videos, and there's a guy and his girlfriend. She's pregnant. And he was like, hey, I'm going to hold this book up, and first of all, watch. We'll shoot the book. And they shot the book, and the bullet didn't go all the way through it. And then he's like, okay, now I'm going to hold it up, and we want lots of views. So I'm going to hold it up, and you shoot the book with the gun. And it won't go through the book, and it'll stop. And people are like, whoa, look at the YouTube. Went through the book, killed him.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't want to do it. And he was like, no, it'll get lots of views. And so...
Okay, so let me get this straight again. He had done a test round, and it didn't go through the book?
Right. Not the same book, I don't believe, but it doesn't matter.
Well...
And that's how. And I posted on Twitter last night. I was like, you got to be kidding
that's
me.
Crazy.
But the thing is, it's going to be happening all the time. People doing crazier and crazier things to get famous. Like a viral video now can make you a bit of money. Not enough to support you for a year. But if it's super viral, you get a little money.
That's terrible.
So people are trying all kinds of crazy stuff. And you only see the stuff that works. So then you think, well, people are doing crazy stuff and it all works. Why can't I do one?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see people breaking their arms, their legs, their necks, falling off houses, doing tricks. But yeah, no, he died.
Oh, wow.
Not nuts. But let me switch it up here and give you a good news story.
Please.
Frosted tips are coming back for the hair for the
men. Not.
That's cool.
Yeah. They are not.
They are. Yeah.
Are they?
Frosted tips.
All right, so you're going to get them.
Let's just say I put in an inquiry.
I mean,
I thought those looked so cool.
Back in the day.
They
were so cool that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody cool was doing it.
Oh.
There are two things I didn't have. Tommy Hilfiger or frosted tips, because I didn't have the money or the coolness to do it.
And but now,
yep,
look
now
at you
now.
Frost those tips.
Everything I have's got Tommy, and then I'm one tip frosted away from being how I wanted to be in eighth grade.
Please show up with frosted tips.
All right, Garth Brooks, that chair coming up in like 10 minutes.
Bobby Bones.
It's less than that, actually. The Garth chair's 4 minutes away. I believe
four
it is.
4 minutes.
The truck is here.
The truck?
Really?
Whoa, it had to come in a truck?
A truck?
Like a delivery van?
They delivered it.
Like an 18-wheeler?
They delivered it.
Wow.
So the Garth chair is here. Everybody's got their chair from their favorite artist that they've asked.
Yeah.
Mine's not. The Garth chair is here. We'll see in a minute.
What is your Garth chair's name? Have you decided?
I haven't even seen it.
Oh,
I don't
so you need
know.
To meet it first and then name
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Amy,
yeah.
You don't just pick out a human and go, his name's going to be Jim, and then meet him.
Well, sometimes people...
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh.
I assign nicknames after I meet them.
Yeah, that's kind of how most humans do it, but
yeah,
no,
they name
right.
the baby
yeah.
before it's
I
born.
I say baby.
But...
Oh, human.
I said nickname, but I'm nicknaming a human. I don't go, I'm about to run into Sparky, ain't met him yet.
Okay.
I need to meet him, he needs a spark before I call him Sparky.
You're right.
Point taken.
Thank you.
So noted.
Oh, by the way, let me talk about this story at Starbucks. And I got to say, the people at my Starbucks... Friendly. At 4:30 in the morning, they're like, oh, welcome to Starbucks. I'm so happy. And I'm like, dang. But
Which
this
one is
guy
this,
went.
The milk one?
Yeah. He went to Starbucks
yeah.
and he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And
no,
they. He,
no, no.
He didn't want milk.
Yeah, he's supposed to get the soy.
And they gave him
or
milk.
Or almond or something.
Soy.
Soy.
He said, I need the soy.
He need the soy.
And they gave him the milk.
Oh,
the,
no.
From a cow.
He said, I want the soy. And they said, we'll give you the milk.
They're like,
so he drinks it, and then he posts on Twitter, I had to poop 11 times today. And he was mad.
Yeah, he was mad. He didn't know. I mean, all of a sudden, his stomach's upset because he asked for the soy.
He asked for the soy, and they gave him the milk.
Yeah, it's not going to kill him or anything.
That could really upset your stomach.
No, I get it. I get it. It's real, dude. The struggle of lactose intolerance is a real deal.
Real deal.
I have it.
Soy was milk.
You have it? So if this were happening to you, I bet you'd be like...
I would take it.
You know what they gave him? $50 gift card.
That's worth it.
It's not worth having to go to the bathroom 11 all day.
11 times?
That's worth it. That's 50 how bucks, many times? Divide talk, 50 by 11.
You're talking about less than $5 a time.
Oh, wow. You're right.
And
break
that's
it down.
Interrupting his day. He could be making money.
Break it down by the time.
Yes.
And that's cutting into his day.
Exactly.
Uncomfortable. Gosh, good point.
That's at least a $500 gift card.
Okay. And that's just the bathroom breaks. We're not talking the cramping.
Yeah.
That's just suffering.
What are you laughing at so hard?
The fact that you're breaking it down by, like, look, if you're going to go to the bathroom 11 times a day, you want to get paid this much.
Yeah,
it'll
because
be worth
what
it.
If he can earn more than that during his bathroom breaks?
We all have talent fees. I'm just trying to figure out his.
Yeah. He could be a businessman making business deals.
Amy was talking about Friends earlier in the skinny, in hour number one. And Friends is, you know, they're always drinking coffee.
Yeah.
They're always at Central Perk. And so she said that Phoebe during the show, because somebody had, I guess they don't have a job, and they watched all of Friends and kept tabs of how many times that Phoebe drank coffee.
They have no life.
She had the most cups of coffee at 227 cups.
Wow.
And then.
But you would think over 10 years.
But only on screen. Phoebe is first with 227, Chandler with 212. Phoebe also spent the most on coffee, $408. So, 400, I mean, that's like a week now, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
then. Again.
I did the math real quick. That's like $1.50 a cup.
No, it's in the store. You lied. Don't act like me here breaking stuff down. You gotta wake up pretty early in the morning to fool me and not do the segment with me 2 hours ago. Yeah, it was so cool. Friends were so cool. Like, they would hang out at the coffee shop.
So cool. Where should we hang? Where would we hang if we hung somewhere?
We do hang on in text bubble. And check text
we
rooms.
Hang in here every morning.
Yeah, every morning we're in the studio.
Okay, fine.
And we're on group text sometimes.
We hang in a radio studio? Okay.
That's the new Friends. You just watch a group text.
Yeah.
What?
You get all six people and you just watch their group text.
No.
You never have to hang out, really.
Y'all, we need human contact.
Oh, like when you have a dinner party?
Oh,
that was different.
I went. Did you guys go?
No,
we weren't invited.
One of the best I've ever been to. I only lied to.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, there's the excitement in the room. Okay, don't roll in yet.
The chair's here.
Get your chair.
Get us some Cars music going.
I will.
Oh yeah.
Come on. I'm nervous because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh wow.
Wait.
Oh wow.
Oh, really?
He can't see it.
Oh, he can't see it?
No, he's
Amy,
being...
you don't know.
Don't do that because I don't like surprises. Here's the thing about surprises. I like surprises. I don't like knowing a surprise is coming because I overbuild it in my head. And my dream surprise was Garth just to sit and I would sit in his lap all show. Like, that'd be fun for me.
Oh, just go. Hey.
What?
Let me just say, you're going to likey-like.
Yeah?
You're going to like it. Whoa.
Amy's trying to walk out and see it. So, Carrie Underwood was the first to send up a chair to Lunchbox.
Carrie Underwood, my back feels great. Thank you, Carrie.
Tim McGraw for Eddie. Kip Moore for Ray. Dierks Bentley specially made a chair for Amy.
Whoop.
And I'm the only one. I've still got this chair from the 70s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Woodstock. I was 69. Then this chair was made the year after. My back's been hurting. Today, no more of this chair.
It's out of here!
Get it out of the way!
Burn it!
We're not burning the chair.
Let's have a chair boning ceremony.
Or a chair boning ceremony, like Amy asked for.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
That's what you said.
No, but it's a miss.
Am I going to like this chair?
You're going to love this chair. Like, let me say.
Yeah, go ahead.
This chair says Bobby Bones. Like,
in fact, you're building it up.
Does it literally say Bobby Bones?
No.
You're building it up.
How do you live your life?
100% or none percent?
Oh, what if Garth already caught on to
that? Well, I made that up yesterday.
Exactly. So not that one. Not that one. But you live your life this way. You are going
to
be...
Amy, go look at it. Tell me if I'm going to like it. Because I need to temper my expectations.
Okay, let me go.
Oh, Amy, you can see it. It's right there. You don't have to go anywhere. She can see it.
Amy's walking out.
Oh, let me sit in it. Whoa. This thing feels amazing. And let me tell you, I know Dierks did a lot of research on my chair, and it's got great lower lumbar support, and it is comfortable. But let me tell you, your chair is going to give it a run for money. I sat in it. is amazing.
So what you're saying is Bobby's chair is better than your chair and you're mad at Dirk.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
How's it look?
They're totally different.
Oh.
It looks sleek.
It's your style.
It's your style. It looks, man, it looks very...
She doesn't like it.
Would you say business professional?
Sleek. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I can't think of the Eddie. I love it. I can't think of the adjectives. Give me a break.
Are we ready to roll it in?
Yes, we're ready.
Our program director, Gator Harrison's in the glass room. Gator, what am I going to think about this chair?
You're going to like it.
Yeah,
like
sit it. In it.
It's you, buddy.
You need to sit in it and feel it.
That's what he's going to do.
It's a chair to sit in?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know,
yeah.
But right
I
away.
It, I thought he was rolling a urinal.
It's sort
no,
of...
No, it's a chair. You need to sit in it.
Bobby, I just thought of an adjective. What? Silky.
Okay.
Wait.
What? Sit in it.
Play a song. We'll be back.
All right. Back after this.
Come on.
What? Why don't I play...
Don't be lame. Just bring the chair in. Don't play a song.
Whoa, I didn't know play the Garth
unless
song
it's a Garth song.
I guess we can play Garth,
No, that's okay.
We can do the thunder
right,
rolls.
Bring the chair in. I'm going to close mine.
Hold on.
Check out those wheels.
Mine's closed.
Wow. It looks like
I'm going to sit in it first. Mine's closed. Put it underneath me.
It's got hydraulics.
Put it underneath me. Okay, hold on.
Sit in it. Feel it. Whoa.
Okay, wait a minute.
How does it feel?
It feels pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
Doesn't it?
Wow, like my posture's already better. I feel 8% smarter. Wow.
8?
Yeah. Okay. My IBO's going. Wow.
What?
IBS, whatever it's called.
That's irritable bowel.
Yeah. It's not anything to do with your back.
Oh. Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Gastrointestinals.
Though. Yeah, but it's fixing system. Everything.
Do you feel more productive?
Not yet. It makes me want to play a Garth song now.
Okay.
Okay. Does it look different? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it looks a lot different.
It's sharp.
Let me take a look at it.
You look different.
Let me take a look at it.
Boom. What do you think?
It says fight, grind, repeat on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
You live by that.
That's some pretty... I mean, they must have printed that and then made the chair.
Dang, let me just sit in this for a minute. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
That's nice.
Dang.
Oh, don't fall asleep. You got a shower today.
Huh? What?
How far back can you lean?
Oh.
Lean back.
Lean back.
We should have Facebook Live this for all the world to see.
Oh.
I know. Dang.
We should have Facebook Live it for 2 hours.
Like your cooking show?
Oh. Yeah, too long.
Okay. Now Amy's taking shots at her own cooking show. She's 8-miling herself, so we stop. So she does it.
Yep.
I'm gonna spend a little time in this thing. I'll come back in a second. Let me get a little rest. Mr. Bobby Bones. I got a couple things to say, so humor me, because this is a radio show where I talk, okay? So
all right.
Humor me. So Garth Brooks sent his chair up this morning, and I was like, man, like what's going to happen with this Garth Brooks chair? He rolls it in. By the way, I looked up the price of the chair. It's way expensive. You don't even want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
I do want to know.
Greater than $1,000.
Wow.
But I'm not going to say.
What?
Okay.
I'm not even going to say. I'm not going to even allude to how much it's...
He must be rolling.
He must have a lot of money.
Really?
So, secondly...
What?
What I didn't know is secretly I've been measured. I thought I was getting measured for pants. They were measuring me for the chair.
Really?
This chair is custom fit to my length and width and the height of the board. It raises up. Oh, is it a coincidence that it hugs ever so perfectly around my hips? It is not.
It does hug.
Wow.
And your back.
And on the back, it says fight, grind, repeat, which is my mantra. Business, efficient, just feels real good. I didn't know they were measuring me for the... I thought they were measuring me for pants.
When did they measure you?
Like a month ago?
Really?
Morgan did.
Like, I gotta get these... Sneaky.
That's cool. Yeah. You can't gain weight.
That's true. Great dang point. It, Garth!
Yeah. This is our way of keeping you fit.
I think they're good.
Do you?
Yeah, like you're good.
I posted a picture, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, if you want to see the chair. And it doesn't look obnoxious. I also worried there was going to be like a big like marshmallow man.
Right.
And I was going to have to be like...
Hugging you?
Yeah, that wasn't going to fit.
That'd be weird.
So, no, not hugging me, but yes. Oh. Anyway, there's a picture of Mr. Bobby Bones. Let me tell you another Garth story. It has nothing to do with it. I was in the car yesterday with Mary Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together. We were listening to the radio. She was like, what is this song? I really like it. And I was like, this same thing happened to you that happened to me. Because once you don't know that it's the new Garth Brooks song, because when you hear it's Garth Brooks, you're like, oh, Garth Brooks. You listen to it differently. But it's the new one. Ask Me How I Know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I told you. If you hear it and don't know it's Garth, like, this is just a good song. But the fact that it's Garth afterward, it's like the icing on the cupcake.
Nice.
Mm. We play it or no? Lunchbox, you're the judge.
Yeah, let's play it.
All play right. It.
Ooh.
Whoa, hold on, what?
Ooh.
He already likes it.
Have you ever even heard this song?
Never heard it in my life.
Yes, we've played it. You played it, Bobby.
I've played it.
Yeah.
But you don't listen. Yeah.
Yeah, here on the show.
At work. Where you work, yeah.
Don't remember that.
You like how it starts?
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
What does that mean?
Chilling.
Ask me how I know. New from Garth.
Cause one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start beating things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get the side. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg and not to go. Ask me how I know.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
I always like it when TV reporters get live called out. And this kid is just being rude, but it's so funny. So, Las Vegas Fox 5 reporter was at the fireworks stand, because 4th of July is coming up, and he was asking a customer, hey, what's the best fireworks to buy? And this kid is probably 15. You know, right at that age where you want to thump him in the head. This is his response.
They have a full weekend, then a day, and then the 4th of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of fireworks to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Yeah, oh, no. Oh, no.
What a little punk.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, one more time. I'm going to hear that again.
They have a full weekend, then a day, and then the 4th of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of fireworks to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom.
That's bad parenting.
Got him.
Oh, that's bad parenting?
Bad parenting.
I didn't think about that. You want to hear other bad parenting?
Yeah.
Here's Eddie's kids, 9 and 3, doing a parody to The Fighter. Again, Eddie's got two sons.
So funny.
And they just made this up. And again, Eddie didn't write this for them. This is, you can decide what kind of parenting this is.
What if I poop? I won't let you poop. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I wouldn't let you pee.
Oh my goodness. So that's y'all's version.
Yeah.
You weren't happy with Keith Urban's version, so you gotta change it and make it your own.
Yes.
You guys are gross.
Still no comment from Keith or Carrie about that version. A lot of times we hear from the artist.
Yeah.
Bad parenting, you think?
Bad parenting.
I mean, I'm definitely not proud of that.
Yeah.
What if I poop? I won't let you poop. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I wouldn't let you pee.
Okay, Eddie. You need to have a talk with them.
They think they're so funny.
They're doing parodies like the Pops.
Yeah. Oh, like good old dad.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Amy runs into so many celebrities around town, and yesterday she was next to Gretchen Wilson.
Cause I'm a redneck.
Yeah, parked right next to her.
How'd you know it was her?
Because she was getting out of a big old pickup truck and I recognized her.
Oh, you saw her?
Yeah. And I was like, it's Gretchen Wilson. I mean, 100%. Totally knew it was her. And, like, hello. I felt like the truck was kind of giving away. I was like, of course she's in that awesome truck. I didn't say anything, though. I couldn't. I didn't know what to say. And then, of course, the rest of the day, redneck woman was in my head.
Yeah.
It's legit her. 100%. Her hair's so long.
Where were you? Somewhere you don't want to say, or like a public place?
A public place, yeah. In a parking lot.
Like the same grocery store where you see everybody?
No. That is where I see a lot of people. I don't mind saying where I was, but I don't know if she would want out there where she was. So
it was like a hair place?
Sort of.
Yeah. Did you get a picture of her truck, at least?
No.
Did you take a picture inside the truck?
No.
Let me tell you what I was doing the other day. I was up, and I had, like, my tooth is all messed up, and I got a new tooth put in, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, I got a new... I'm so stupid. And so I was missing a tooth. I've been missing a tooth for, like, 9 days. And I'm up, and I'm looking in the window as a mirror of the car next to me. I'm doing this. I'm pulling my lip back so I can see my tooth.
Ooh. Oh, no.
And I'm looking at them. And then I look in there, and there's like three people sitting in the car.
Oh, no.
It's like the third time I've done that in my life.
Yeah.
I'm just using the window as a mirror, except They're in there. And yeah. they got to be thinking, what's happening?
You didn't see them at all because of the reflection.
The window is so tinted.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
You're so dumb.
I just walked off. And I've done that. It's not the first time I've done that. Mm-hmm. You would think after the first time you'd go.
You'd learn.
Then the second time you'd be like.
You'd at least knock and see if anybody's in there.
I didn't do any of that. So.
Shout out.
I'm stupid. I don't know how I function.
But you're not, though. You're not.
That's the thing.
You're smart.
I know.
Yeah. You're smart. You know.
You know. He knows.
I do
smart
stupid Bobby. Stuff
he,
like that.
He, knows he's smart. That's
I do
awesome.
Stupid stuff like that, though. Remember the Cash Me Outside girl?
Yeah.
From Dr. Phil?
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
They clap like, you got a point. Yeah, we are. Actually, thank you. Good point.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside means she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth?
Oh, so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place, and this is not the time.
Sit down.
So this girl gets famous from this a while ago, and then it's like, hey, she's going to go on tour. And I said, she'll never sell tickets. They were like, she's $30,000 a show. But it's only if she could sell tickets. She couldn't sell tickets. Nobody cares. It's funny to listen to a clip. Even then, it's not that funny because I feel bad for her mom. So her name is Danielle Brigoli. She's pleaded guilty to multiple charges at juvenile court, filing a false police report, grand theft auto, grand theft, and possession of marijuana, battery. She could face charges of that. I mean, this girl's being exploited too. She already was not in a good spot. And because everybody's celebrating this, and it's made her famous. Her not being a good kid, for lack of a better term, is being celebrated.
Disrespectful.
So it makes her want to do it more. It's her thing.
Mm-hmm. It's her thing.
I laugh when I hear it because it's so ridiculous, but I shouldn't laugh because all we're doing is celebrating the fact that she's a bad kid.
Right. When we really think about it, it's like, ugh.
And if I were a kid and it was like, you're famous for causing trouble, I would cause more trouble. Like, you're famous because you caused trouble. Okay, well, how do I get more famous? I'm going to cause more. You don't go, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm going to go write a book about the Bible and how it's affected my life. We're celebrating the wrong things. Why are we celebrating things like that?
You're right.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself, too, in this tone of voice. Bobby, quit doing that.
But I hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having that talk with me. You're welcome.
But catch her outside. It's so good.
It's not.
It's so funny. I'll go see her on tour.
That's what Bobby's talking about.
We have to stop taking this stuff and making this the thing.
Look, when someone acts like that and it's entertaining, that's what we do.
They go to jail, and then it costs us money. We got
to. Well, no, she's not going to jail.
In general, people that do bad things and are celebrated for doing bad things do worse things. It's like someone robs one bank. Then they go, I'm good. Got that. They go, no. Oh, I can rob one. I can probably rob another one. That was easy. Six banks in, maybe somebody gets shot. They stole a bunch of money.
But I don't think bank robbers are celebrated. All she's saying is, catch me outside. Catch me outside. I think cameras will go outside. I mean, it's funny.
I laughed too. I'm just saying I shouldn't. And I had a conversation with myself. I don't know if you heard it.
Did you hear
that out loud? Was that out loud?
I did. Yes. It was out loud.
It was kind of awkward, you talking to yourself, you know, back and forth. But
I liked it.
Because sometimes it's internal.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nope. This was loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Cool. Anyway. Well, there's that. We just need more Tim Tebow's and less Cash Me Outsides. You know what I mean? Tim Tebow gets up in his new, hits a home run first game.
Oh, he did?
He got promoted, hit a home
Way
run
to
first
go.
Game. Look at that
I
guy.
Love him.
Catch him outside. Catch his ball on the outfield.
Catch Tim Tebow outside.
Yeah. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes people get upset over things when all you have to do is not worry about it and it will go away. I'll give you an example here. There's this whole controversy about these new baby onesies. And they write things on them. People are like, oh, you're sexualizing baby onesies. For example, imagine a baby, and on the onesie it said, all mommy wanted was a back rub.
That's funny.
That's funny.
The people are upset over this.
Why?
This is an example of if you're upset, don't talk about it. Because all you're going to do is create more. I'm reading it on the air now.
Oh, my goodness.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Some of them I can't read.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, some are really bad?
Yeah, but again.
And they put it on the baby?
Yeah. But again, it's your prerogative. It's not like you're hurting baby. Baby doesn't know. Here you
baby
go.
Has no clue.
Yeah. It says.
So are these the people speaking out? They're the voice of babies?
Yeah. Here's one that says, I'm proof my daddy doesn't shoot blanks.
Love it.
Oh, I mean.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, it's true.
Hung like a 6-year-old.
Wait, what?
No way. It does not say that.
Wait, I don't get it.
Eddie, stop.
Are you that dumb?
A baby's wearing this? I'm not getting it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't break it down for me. You don't need to, but I don't get it.
Eddie.
How do you not get that?
Yeah. Eddie's like saying like,
No, stop.
See, don't explain it.
Yeah.
So the driver, Amazon to Etsy. But guys, people, stop. It's like, I love it when people complain about this show in like public forums because all it does is bring attention.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't understand that. The worst thing you can do is ignore it. Mm-hmm. You want to just ignore it. Then bring it. So now here we are talking about these. Yeah, one of these. Some of them get pretty. But again, it's your baby. You put on it whatever you want.
Yeah, it's your baby.
You're not hurting the baby, so I'm good. All I care about, you don't hurt animals. You don't hurt kids. You're all good, baby.
Baby.
Eddie, I'll explain it to you afterwards.
Okay, thanks. Because I still don't get it.
Eddie.
I really don't. You're looking
stop.
At me like I'm.
I feel like you're like.
Do you get it, Amy?
Yes.
Oh
if
goodness.
I get it, oh my goodness. Then
it must
you
be really
get
bad.
No.
Oh, it's not what you meant.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones.
A little bit, I got emotional watching Kelsey Ballerini's new video, and I didn't think I would.
Yeah.
And I was talking to her last night. She was like, you're going to cry. And I was like, no, I'm not going to cry. And I didn't cry, but I was like, ooh, it's really good. It's up at bobbybones.com. Kelsey has a new song called Legends.
Yeah, we were.
Watch the video, and you'll feel something. Because I got hot eyes. No tears, but then my eyes started,
hot
to, feel,
eyes
started
sure.
to feel a little hot.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Bones.
Tomorrow will be fun. Couple things. One, Carly Pearce will be by tomorrow, and she's going to play her song, Every Little Thing. Oh, I remember every little thing. She doesn't sing as good as I do, but it'll be okay. She'll come by tomorrow morning. Also, tomorrow, by the way, I will be awarding someone with the fantastic mid-season MVP prize.
Mid-season. Like,
here we are. It's June 29th right now. Tomorrow, June 30th.
Yeah.
Mid-season MVP. I will award it to one person on the show. And let me tell you, I spent a pretty penny on the prize.
All right.
We'll have an award ceremony, yeah.
Does the mid-season MVP need to have a speech ready?
Yeah! Everybody have one. What'll happen is I'll go to you, and if you're not it first, I'll eliminate people throughout the show.
Wait,
so everybody have a speech ready.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No longer than a minute. And if
so
I'm,
you'll have to read the speech?
Yeah. If I'm like, I'm sorry, you're not it, Amy.
Speech.
Then you have to read your speech.
That's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom. Got a dance party tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's going to be great.
It's good. A new Taylor Swift music theory. Her fans, they say that her album may be about the concept of time. Because there's been an awful lot of tweets and Instagrams about Taylor and clocks and watches and stuff inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Time.
Boy, those fans are crazy, huh? You know, that Scottie McCurry's got some crazy fans, too. I mean, in the good way. Like, they're diehard. Scottie McCurry has them, like, crazy. You know, and sometimes it gets to be a little obnoxious when they're, like, requesting a song over and over again. Because I'm like, you're already on the internet. Go to YouTube. Like, hey, will you play Scottie McCurry's song? I'm like, I obviously love the song. I've played it 100 times. But if you really want to hear it, buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't buy it, you're already online. YOUTUBE.com.
Got it.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't stop. You know, Jesse James Decker, she's got some fans.
Yeah,
boy, they blow me up. They make me mad at her, and I like her.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting over here going, Jesse James Decker. And I'm like, wait,
it's
why?
It's not her fault.
I know. And then I'm like, why am I mad at her? She didn't do anything.
Because, I mean, you have passionate listeners.
But they're awesome. The B team, they're legit. They don't make anybody mad. You can own Justin Bieber's right Yeezy for $5,700.
Just the right one.
Just the right one. Did he throw it out?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He took it off in Germany.
$5,000 for one shoe?
Well, it's up for somebody grabbed it, just as you would do if Justin Bieber took his shoe off. You would snag it and try to sell it, and that's what they're doing.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's a lot of money for one shoe. I'm not hating on the person selling it. I think they're smart. It's cool to have it, but I'd sell it. But unless, you know, it's someone you really like and you want to keep it.
Whose shoe would you not sell for $5,000?
Johnny Bananas.
Who?
From Real World.
Yeah,
you're telling me if you had a Johnny Bananas shoe and someone offered you $5,000, you would not sell it?
No way.
You love him?
He is awesome.
I don't know. If he walked in the room, I wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you could actually fetch $5,000 for that, but...
I don't know. There's some pretty big Johnny Bananas fans out there.
Whose shoe would you keep, Bobby?
Yeah.
Well, I have
$5,000. I'm giving it to you.
I have things in my house that I love that I won't sell. Like, I have a Jack Parr microphone from The Tonight Show.
Somebody offered you $5,000. You wouldn't sell it?
No, it's not a thing I would sell.
Really? For $5,000?
No. What'd you say?
I said $1
million. Yeah.
Wow.
Like Ted DiBiase said, everybody's got a price.
Oh, yeah. Ted.
Who's that?
The Million Dollar Man.
Come on.
Oh, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, the old show. Oh, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh.
The old show.
Yeah, I think there was an old TV show, Million Dollar Man.
There was. But
right?
Yeah, okay. Everybody's got a price. That glow on Netflix is really good, too.
You said I wouldn't like it.
You did say that, too.
You did.
But it's still a really good show. Like, there are shows you don't like.
For everybody but me.
I mean, you can try to watch it.
Okay.
It's pretty gritty, though. It's funny. You cannot be gritty.
What?
What is gritty?
You are not gritty.
Oh, stop. I could be gritty.
How are you gritty? Give me one instance of you being gritty.
Gritty. Nitty gritty.
What?
I'm a nitty gritty, ditty gritty boy.
What? Now she's Kanan Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She's a ditty, nitty gritty boy.
Well, I can be gritty. I like.
What do you do that
I
makes
like House
you...
of Cards.
Ooh.
That's gritty. You're right. Orange and the Black is a little too much for me.
What do you do that's
Orange is the New
what
Black.
What do you do that's gritty, Amy?
Gritty.
Okay.
I haven't been wearing my mouth guard.
All
right. Like four nights in a row.
Dang, you didn't tell me that.
I know.
Alert the authorities, boys.
I know. And I grind my teeth. It's not good.
Wow. I wasn't ready for that.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
I have two goals in the next 9 months or so. And I always say if you have a goal, you should just say it. You put it out there and it goes into the world. Yeah, things can happen. My first goal, I think, I'd like to, on this show, reunite Sugarland. It hasn't been done forever. I'd like for them to come play together.
That'd be awesome.
I've never even addressed it out loud before.
Mm.
Never even reached out to Jennifer Nettles or Christian Bush. But I think for me, that would be a fun thing to do. Go ahead.
I just thought of a theme song in my head for it.
What?
All you wanna do. Bobby wants to do.
That's such a long theme song.
It's reunite. Okay, never mind. I'll stop.
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
It's a good goal.
What else do you have out there?
Well, that's just the first one because I just think that would be fun. We could do something with like Pimpin' Joy or.
Okay.
I'm telling you, 0% of people have been contacted about this. Nobody.
But this is great.
That would be a goal of mine for them to come in and do like a reunited thing and do some hits and it'd be a thing for something good. So, hey, Morgan, can you make some calls?
Yeah, sure.
Did you even hear what I said?
Nope. I'll make those calls.
She's like, I'll figure it out.
I'd like to reunite Sugarland for an appearance on this show.
Okay.
They're not even on the same record label.
Are they broken up?
They're not together. I don't know. They're not playing shows together. And okay. I know Christian well, and I know Jennifer a little bit. So
you don't ask him like, "Hey, dude, what's going on?" Like,
I don't. I'll bring him in for a Bobbycast one day. That's when I'm with friend. I'm friendly with Christian more so than most artists.
Yeah,
because we've written songs together. He produced Lindsay's record. We've just had meals, but I don't talk about super work stuff unless I'm in a work environment.
Okay.
So I don't go like, so how much did you make last year? But on the Bobbycast, I can ask that stuff.
Yeah.
So if I brought him in to do that, I'd ask him. I don't. They're not broken up because they still have a Sugarland account.
Okay.
But I think they're just doing different things.
Man, who? This could be a series for like the rest of our lives.
No. Eddie, whatever your name is. I just want to do.
Eddie.
I get you two confused.
I'm Eddie.
Because you two just talk.
He's a boy. I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I'd like to reunite them for something special.
There's gotta be something more.
Yeah.
Do it. It's out there.
I said it. Number two.
Wow.
I got to find Mike D, a friend, our phone screener. I got to find him a friend.
A guy friend?
Yeah.
Just a friend.
I'm not trying to. We're not trying to tenderoni him.
Okay. Okay. All right. That'd be easy.
Mike D is like one of the best guys I know. Mike D, how old are you?
I'm 26.
What do you enjoy doing?
I like going to shows, going to movies, hanging out.
By shows, you mean concerts?
Concerts.
Likes shows. He likes rock music, punk music. What do you do on a typical Friday night?
I usually hit up a movie on a Friday night.
Yeah.
By myself.
What kind of food do you like?
Mainly a lot of healthy stuff, so.
He's vegan right now.
He's healthy. Lost over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Exercises a lot.
Yeah.
Runs.
But I'd like to find him a friend. So maybe next week or the week after we put up a page and someone just Mike can go on like a friend date with, like a dude.
Yeah.
They just go to lunch after the show.
Wow.
Because he's such a good dude, and him and I hang out all the time. We work on stuff, and we write stuff, and we just hang. And I'm like, man, you need more friends than just me. I suck. Oh, is that funny to you?
Well, we're very alike, so.
And he just sits at home alone when he's not. And I'm like, dude, you got to get a friend. I choose not to have friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm no treat. He's a treat. Mike D, our phone screener / segment producer, is a treat. So those are my two goals. Reunite Sugarland and get Mike D a friend. Say them, they will come true.
Okay.
Cole Swindell, he did a Bobbycast, stopped by my house. You can hear that. Go to iHeartRadio, and you can now subscribe on iHeartRadio or go to iTunes. And it's just a studio in my house, and these artists come by and talk. Kip Moore comes by tonight, so that'll get posted tonight. So my house is quite the hub for artists pouring out their emotions.
Hub-a-dub-dub.
Excuse me? Hub-a-dub-dub?
What?
Are you just making noises to fill time at this point of the show?
No.
Are you just tired?
You said your house is a hub, and I was like, the hub-a-dub-dub.
All right, what's in your pile?
Okay, ready?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Taste of Country put together a list of the most redneck country songs ever. They look for songs that embrace men and women capable of living off the land, fixing their trucks, and speaking their minds.
Okay, give me one of them.
Okay, in at number 3, Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Reminds me of home. Reminds me of Arkansas. And the weird thing is, and I know people in Alabama associate this with their state, but people in the South just associate this as their song.
Yeah.
That's the weird. Like, you can be anywhere in the South, maybe even a little bit in the Southwest, and this song comes on, you're like, woo, it's my jam! And we're not from Alabama.
No.
Your family is.
My roots are, yes. My mom.
I would tell you, though, I'll say this about Alabama.
What?
I'm a diehard Razorback fan, but I went to Bryant-Denny Stadium. I've been there a few times. When they play Sweet Home Alabama and the team comes walking through, you're like, this is what SEC football is, man. Okay, top redneck songs. Go ahead.
Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman.
What else?
And at number 1, A Country Boy Can Survive, Hank Williams Jr.
Country Boy Can Survive.
Did you make this list up?
No, I just said A Taste of Country did.
I'm not kidding you. Eddie and I are playing a festival, the Raging Idiots are, and it's with those three acts.
Oh, wow, really?
Right outside of Wichita.
All three of them?
Yes, it's called Damn Music Fest.
Oh, okay. Well, there's way more people on the list, but those are the top three.
It's those three, Raging Idiots and Granger Smith.
So y'all are, Granger Smith is on the list too, but he's in at number 5.
What? Dude, we're pretty
so
redneck.
Y'all are like,
we're redneck.
Y'all are redneck.
Well, how about our new song, Chick-fil-A on Sunday, kind of rural America redneck.
About people, you're speaking your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and chickens from the land.
Well, no,
yeah.
It's just like we love Chick-fil-A.
That's
like,
right.
It's not even released yet. It's a live version of Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's real, right?
Yeah.
To get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, who hasn't experienced this?
I yell hello through the drive-thru. Hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. One day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah.
That's just human. It's human.
Basically redneck.
Redneck.
I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah.
What else you got in the pile?
One of James Cameron's upcoming Avatar sequels could be historic because he's working...
I'm so over these Avatar sequels.
Stop.
I loved Avatar 1, but they've apparently got 13 new ones coming out.
But this really isn't about Avatar. It's about 3D. And he's working on technology to make 3D movies that will work without glasses.
That's great. My vision doesn't work anyway.
I know, but glasses, some people think the glasses are so annoying.
I'm just over Avatar, and I loved the first one when it came out.
Uh-huh.
When does the second one come out? Like 22 years from now?
They've shot three of them, apparently, already.
What? Hold on. 2020? Half the generation that watched the first one is going to be gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Be gone. They're going to be gone.
Wait, what?
Where are they going? Yeah.
Are we all dying?
Well, Don't old people watch the first one?
But Eddie Jr. has not seen the first one, and in 2020, he'll be old enough to the second one. He won't know what's going on. He'll be like, what? What is this movie?
He could probably watch the first one before you.
Yeah,
it'll be so old. No, because it's 3D. You got to go buy glasses.
They made new Star Wars 20 years after.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's seen those.
Fine. They're not gone. I mean.
Yeah, I don't think your point is there.
Yeah. No, my point's valid, and you just don't understand it.
Maybe that's it.
Rumor has it that Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is in line to be the third judge on American Idol. Katy Perry's already in. Then there's negotiations right now with Lionel Richie, and then possibly Nikki Sixx.
I know Nikki a bit.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. He let me borrow his iPhone charger once, and I was like, dude, I'm at like 3%. We're working right in two rooms next to each other.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, dude, take mine. I was like, oh, he's like, you can have it.
What?
I was like, you're giving me your iPhone charger?
It's pretty cool.
And he's in Motley Crue, obviously.
Yeah.
He was wild.
But yeah, all of those guys were. But you know any Motley Crue songs? I know you do Lunchbox because you read a book.
Yeah.
I mean, I do if you give me a hint.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah.
Oh, smoking in the boys' room.
What else?
Well, I'm trying to think of the ones
girls.
I should know. Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
You know that one?
I know all these, but I don't jam to them.
Dr. Feelgood. Feelgood.
Feelgood. Right.
Yeah. You know this one?
Yeah. Turn it up.
I'm trying. It only goes so loud for me to play.
Man, put it at 11.
I can't turn people's radios up.
Put it at 11. Oh.
Well, then everybody out there, turn it up.
Get turnt.
Let me see if you would know any of the... No, not get turned. That's not a thing.
You have a Home Sweet Home?
I do. Oh! I like this one because it was different than everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. What movie did they play this, though? They kind of brought it back.
Let's find out.
Hold on.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my
Chick-fil-A!
Oh,
everything's Chick-fil-A.
I had a really high tennis, so I wouldn't come home.
You know, it goes... I'm on my way home, sweet home. You know that?
Yep.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
That's the movie that it was in.
That's it.
Oh, I never saw that.
I'm on my way home, sweet home.
It's a jam.
I was listening to Mariah Carey on the radio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I think it was on the radio. Or sometimes I'll just listen to iHeartRadio and do 90s pop, because mm-hmm. I like that channel. And it was when she was singing in Fantasy that she goes, and I was like, man.
It's amazing.
She just can't do that anymore.
No, she can't.
She's aged out of that.
Right.
But man, she hits that high note. It hurt me to admit to that. How high a note can you hit?
Okay.
Go. Okay. There's
Is
Amy.
That a note?
Kind of. Or it sounds like my dog whenever he's like.
Yeah. That's more like a squeal.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Hit the note.
Again?
Yeah. Lunchbox? Okay. No chance.
Wow.
Eddie?
No, come on. Wow! I think you beat Amy!
No way I won!
Okay, that little. Yeah, I think Amy. Oh my goodness! I'm done.
No. I'm done.
This is the most annoying segment ever on the radio. Okay, we are.
Wait, is that my pile? Amy, that's my pile.
There you go. No.
Don't try to take care of my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, good morning to you. We're rapping. So if you're just waking up, congratulations. We've been up for like 6 hours at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Kip Moore comes by the house. Also, Amy's given up on the show. She's turned her computer on. She just got an email.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or text.
She's ready to go.
Nope, it was an email.
It was an email. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Our work email. It was a work email, not personal.
What did it say?
Well, yeah, what's it about? Read us the email.
Okay. It is from Don Whitman.
Who's that?
And I guess he sends out interview opportunities. And
who does he want us to interview? Like, people always want people on the show. Go ahead.
Okay.
Read.
How much is too much for televangelists?
Oh, that's a good question. I've always wondered that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people make as much as $50 million being a televangelist.
Wow.
Yeah, the mega churches, they rake it in. I mean, learning all. I mean, so I've got a contact available for interview.
Who's up for interview there?
Let's see.
Joel Osteen?
Actually.
Michael W. Smith?
Joel Osteen, senior pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston.
He's up for interview, or are they talking about him?
I guess it's someone discussing and breaking down people like Joel.
Ah.
And there's another dude in Atlanta that leads a mega church, and he wasn't afraid to let his members know that he needed just a little more in the offering plate so he could purchase a $60 million private jet. What?
I understand that.
Dang, I should book this.
I'd like to let iHeart know I could use a little more so I can get my first private jet.
Wow. Benny Hinn. You know Benny Hinn, right?
Benny Hill. It's different. It's a different guy.
Only Eddie and I get old stupid jokes.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow, he's a G4.
There was an old show from like the 70s. Remember that song? Like Crazy Alley song back in the day?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so that's the Benny Hill show theme that nobody remembers. We weren't alive for it. But since it's super obscure and only Eddie laughs at obscure jokes,
yeah.
I feel vindicated.
Yeah, but
so
Amy's talking about Benny Hill.
Benny Hill show, was
Benny
it like
Hinn,
a Bozo the Clown?
H-I-N-N.
It's funny you bring up Bozo, because that's also something a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
So,
can I give you the like tagline for this?
Yeah.
Leaders of megachurches, feeling blessed, raking in millions.
That's a terrible line.
Oh.
What if it's like feeling blessed and keeping the rest?
That's
good
way
one.
Better.
You should write these.
Dude, they're you need good. To be in PR.
So, you know, how much is too much for televangelists?
Okay. I mean, it's a job.
It is.
I mean,
they're working.
And
it's however much people are willing to give them, you know?
Boy, do they. That Joel Osteen writes some books, too. And I follow him on Twitter, and sometimes I'm like, dang, it's a good point, Joel.
Really?
I don't even know him, but I'm like, I should appreciate that in my life. So, yeah, it's a whole thing.
So that's the email I got. See, hard at work over here.
That means Amy gave up and turned all of her stuff on. That means the show's over.
Gave up.
Yeah, we have to go. Thank you for being here. Kip Moore stops by my house tonight for a Bobby cast. There's one from Cole Swindell from Tuesday. Tonight, Kip Moore. You can iHeartRadio search Bobby cast. Now you can save the podcast or iTunes and search Bobby cast. So Kip Moore tonight. See you on Friday. Tomorrow, Carly Pierce in studio performing. Excuse me. Got a little frog in my throat.
You all right?
Oh, I just got an email, too.
A work email?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
Don Whitman. How much is too much for televangelists?
Oh, he's in all of us, huh?
I didn't get that email.
I guess you don't book the show. And neither do they, obviously. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.